He reached into his pocket and brought out his wad of bills. "I've got $25 cash, an old Heiser saddle, and a nice pair of RF Ford spurs." The dog catcher glanced at me, then back to Slim. His face began to soften.
"Why would a man do that for a stray dog?"
"Well, I don't know. He's dumb, but he's got a good heart. He kind of reminds me of me." The dog catcher heaved a sigh and looked up at the evening sky.
"If I let you take him, would you get him out of my town?"
"Yes, sir. I'm moving to Montana day after tomorrow." The dog catcher reached out and took the cash.
"A fool and his money soon part. Take the mutt, and I hope you enjoy him."
Did you hear that?
Holy smokes, it appeared that Slim had...
Wow!
Moments later, the dog catcher opened the door of my prison cell, my dark, lonely prison cell, and I leaped into the arms of my new and greatest friend in the whole world. I even gave him a big, juicy lick on the face. Oh, happy day! I had found a friend and a home! And Slim even let me ride in the cab of the pickup with him. What a deal, huh? As we drove through town, I noticed that Slim was giving me long glances, as though he couldn't believe that he had just bought himself a new dog, I guess you might say. At last, he broke the silence.
"Well, Mama used to say that she dropped me down a flight of stairs when I was a baby. Maybe that explains it."
A flight of stairs? What was that supposed to mean? It made no sense to me, but that was okay. After a short drive through Twitchell, we pulled up in front of a shabby hotel on the edge of town. Slim shut off the motor and looked down at me.
"Mrs. Grundy don't allow dogs, so you'll have to camp in back of the pickup."
"Hey, no problem there. The back of the pickup would be just fine. Shucks, I was so happy to have a friend, I didn't care where I slept." Slim said goodnight and went inside the hotel. I curled up in the back of my new pickup and launched myself into a deep, peaceful sleep. Yes, sir, I was one lucky dog, and it sure didn't bother me that I had to sleep outside in the...
But then, sometime around midnight, I saw... a monster.